I'm here with Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. This is the point in the session where legislative leaders talk to the media and put their own spin on how things are going at this point. Ivan, what stood out to you in terms of the comments you've heard?
You hear them really highlight how they are different in their philosophy in terms of job creation. I think Republicans are really for trying to tackle what they call excessive business regulation. And Democrats want to have a little bit more control from government in terms of creating jobs.
And Patrick, what I noticed is some of the big job creation bills we have coming out of the Democratic Senate, House Republicans are saying those are bad ideas.
Exactly. And I think they fall down along the philosophical divide that Ivan just mentioned. You see Republicans sympathizing with employers, and you see the Democrats being a little more sympathetic to the employees. Another example of that philosophical difference is Mark Waller, who's a Republican leader in the House, said that we need to create jobs, and he was on board with House Speaker Frank McNulty that comes from what employers want. Yet he, in the same breath, mentioned reducing full-time employees for the state prison system as a key to the budget. So until they can find some common ground about a combination of consideration for the working man and consideration for the employer, we're going to run into the same philosophical divide, and we might look back at this session as far more so-called jobs bills lost than passed.
And I think to echo Patrick's point, both parties are saying that they're willing to compromise, that they're willing to put partisan politics aside. I think that the second half of the session is really going to prove whether they're genuine or not by basically seeing how many jobs bills are still standing. The House is yet to consider a lot of the Senate Democrats' proposals from the Senate that they're going to get here in the next coming weeks. We'll see what happens with those. And the Senate Democrats are going to be considering the House Republicans' business regulations bills. We'll see how those fare there. I think the proof is going to be here in the next coming weeks to see whether they are indeed willing to compromise.
And I guess when both sides are saying, hey, the other folks don't have good ideas, we're the ones who have the right formula, do you think that's going to bleed over into budget negotiations or other big issues that they're going to be dealing with towards the end of the session? Patrick?
I think it will, because state employees have a target on their back from the Republicans. And the one place where they can really sink the knife in is during these budget talks. Republicans are married to the idea that the homestead tax exemption for seniors should be reinstated. That's $100 million. That $100 million has to come from somewhere, and I would suspect that that's going to involve going after some jobs, some state employees' jobs, which in turn will probably evoke sort of a response from the Democrats, which is to say, let us show you what our idea of a jobs bill is.
One interesting thing about the midpoint of the session, House Republicans seem pretty happy with how things are progressing. Well, that's because a lot of their bills are just now going over to the Senate, and I would think it's the same for Senate Democrats. Their bills are coming over to the House, so they haven't been killed yet if they're going to be.
One thing that's interesting to note is that when they recently adjourned on the House floor, Republican Representative Gardner mentioned, you know, that the midpoint of the session was coming up, and he said it's all uphill from here. I think in some ways he's right. I think we're really going to see how the sausage gets made here in the next couple of months.
Well, to add to it, Bento, you make a really good point that everybody has a lot of successes to point back to, especially the majority parties, the Democrats in the Senate, the Republicans in the House, because they've only had to go through the process to a point where they've had a numerical advantage. And when these things go to the other side, the rancor gets ramped up, the hurt feelings get ramped up, and that all coincides with the budget. So how these bills translate into the budget fight, particularly in an election year where everybody is sort of stumping from the floor and in committees, they're all giving campaign speeches as much as they're talking about their true values here, I think most of the ugliness lies ahead.
Okay, thanks on that optimistic note. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. Thanks for talking to us. I'm Benta Brookland at the State Capitol.